This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The International Criminal Court says it has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes because of his alleged involvement in abductions of children from Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The court says in a statement that Putin is allegedly responsible for the war crime of unlawful deportation of population, that's children, and that of unlawful transfer of population, children, from occupied areas of Ukraine to the Russian Federation. On Thursday, a UN-backed inquiry cited Russian attacks against civilians in Ukraine, including systematic torture and killing in occupied regions, among potential issues that amount to war crimes and possibly crimes against humanity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In a report published Friday, the UN Human Rights Office says human rights violations carried out by Belarusian authorities, including the systematic repression of protesters and dissidents, could amount to crimes against humanity. This is UN High Commissioner for Human Rights spokeswoman Elizabeth Throssell on Friday.
The report documents widespread and systematic violations of international human rights law, including unlawful deprivation of life and numerous cases of arbitrary deprivation of liberty, torture and ill treatment, as well as sexual and gender-based violence, violations of the rights to freedom of expression, peaceful assembly and association, and the denial of due process and equal protection of the law.
Elizabeth Throssell, spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. The Belarusian Foreign Ministry did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The report covers a period between May 2020 and the end of 2022. During that time, Alexander Lukashenko was elected to his sixth term as president. This is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen flew Friday to a North Sea platform off the coast of Norway to discuss the security of gas supplies and the infrastructure that supplies and delivers them. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The visit underlined Norway's importance for gas shipments since Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year. Speaking to reporters at the platform, von der Leyen said NATO and the European Union have created a joint task force to protect important infrastructure like the very place they stood.
The European Union and NATO both have a very clear view on the threat theater and an assessment on the situation, but we come from different angles. And therefore, if we join forces, we have a broader view, and of course, we are also able to find more solutions to protect our critical infrastructures.
The North Sea platform extracts gas from Norway's biggest gas field. After a drop in Russian flows, the Nordic country last year became the largest gas supplier to the EU. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
House Democrats say the Trump White House has failed to report gifts from foreign governments worth more than $250,000. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The report from House Oversight Committee Democrats say they include a $4,600 model of the Taj Mahal. Some items are still missing, like a life-size painting of Trump from El Salvador and golf clubs from Japan. Federal law requires presidents, vice presidents, and their families to tell the State Department about gifts from foreign officials valued above a certain amount. The panel's Democrats say Trump and his family reported fewer gifts than previous presidents and failed to disclose more than 100 gifts. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry says he intends to activate all of the country's security forces to fight increasingly powerful gangs. Friday's surprise announcement at the headquarters of Haiti's armed forces comes as Haiti and certain UN officials continue to press the international community to deploy foreign armed troops to help Haiti's national police quell the widespread violence. It wasn't immediately clear when the military would be activated or what role it would play. Slovakia on Friday approved a plan to provide Ukraine with MiG fighter jets. Slovakia is the second NATO country following Poland that has answered Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's many requests for the aircraft to help his country's battle against the Russian invasion. Slovakian Prime Minister Eduard Heger said his country is on the right side of history in providing the retired fleet of 13 MiG-29 to Ukraine. Marissa Melton, VOA News.